The committee is looking to simplify sales tax code and find ways to either increase or keep stable the amount of money that the local tax generates for Petersburg's borough government. Before getting to a long list of exemptions, the committee this week reviewed definitions in the code, including the definition of a nonprofit organization that does not have to pay sales tax on local purchases. Borough Finance Director Jody Tao said that issue was a hot topic in her office.
Everyone thinks that if they're nonprofits, they should be exempt from sales tax, but you actually have to, according to our definition, you have to be a 501c3 or a 501c4. But not only that, you also have to be formed exclusively for religious, educational, or charitable purposes. So churches, yeah, no problem. School, no problem. Salvation Army, no problem. But then you have people like the WAVE. Are they charitable? Like, how do they fit in? Are they considered nonprofit?
Besides the domestic violence victims advocacy group WAVE, Tao mentioned groups like the Mitkoff Dance Troupe, Viking Swim Club, KFSK Public Radio, Clausen Museum, Operation Graduation, and others. Tao's office gives out sales tax exemption cards to those groups, and she said it's up to borough staff to interpret whether the groups are covered by the exemption. Committee member Fran Jones, who used to work for the city government, provided some of the history behind the definition language.
The pastoral community came to the city and requested that they receive a sales exemption. And that opened the door for other nonprofits to request the same consideration. However, the city felt that it should be limited to charitable or religious based organizations. And education,
mm-hmm.
I think.
Yeah, those are the three.
Yeah, those are the three.
Others on the committee struggled with making a distinction between which groups fit the definition and which did not. Here's Tao posing a question with committee member Lee Corio responding.
Do you think Operation Graduation? I mean, I want to give it to them because it's, you know, there's
well,
school,
it is by,
from school.
Well, it is by extension school, education because everyone participating has been a student, and it's limited to graduating students.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you could.
See, these are my problems. In fact, I usually go to the city manager and say, okay, you make the call because I'm not doing it.
That's smart.
Ultimately, the committee did not propose any changes to the definition language and thought staff should continue making the determination on which groups qualify. Again, Lee Corio.
As awkward as it may feel for you, I'm not sure that we really can bring an improvement
right
to the situation.
No, I know.
The committee also looked over other definitions in the code, but came up with no recommended changes. Here's committee member John Mergis.
I think in any ordinance, it's, you know, there's no way we're going to be able to get it exactly defined what is and what is not. But when I read through our ordinance, what impresses me is it has a lot of compassion and empathy, and that kind of shows. And we just have to go with the negative is that there's going to be some difficult interpretations sometimes,
mm-hmm.
but I think it's working.
Mm-hmm.
Tax code allows for 24 exemptions from local sales tax for everything ranging from salaries and wages to insurance, prescription drug sales, and air charters, and many other purchases. Some of those are required under state or federal law. The committee started the process of delving into that list and will continue that discussion next month. The committee's next meeting is planned for November 26th. A review of the exemption for people 65 and older will likely take up a whole meeting sometime in early 2014. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.